talk BYU football. We do it quite a bit. They are having a tremendous season. We are joined right now by the head coach at BYU. He is in his fifth season as Cougars head coach. He is leading BYU to its fourth bowl game in 5 years. He was named to the Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award watch list. BYU is 10-1 on the year. They are number 14 in the AP poll, and they are taking on UCF in the Boca Raton Bowl. That is December 22nd, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Kalani Sitake is my guest. Kalani, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Always good to have you on, Coach. All right, so you beat San Diego State on Saturday. Let me start right there. You fell behind 14-7 in the first quarter, and then you shut them down the rest of the way. You win that game 28-14. How happy were you with the way the defense buckled down and kept the Aztecs from scoring in the final three quarters and the way that unit showed up?
Well, I was really pleased with the guys. I mean, they played hard, and I think looking at the game plan that San Diego State had, I mean, that's how they play. They lean on their defense to win games and try to control the clock and run that power run game that Brady Hoke does a great job at informing there at San Diego State. And our guys kept plugging away. You know, we knew that it was going to be a tough game, and I'm just glad that we were able to put our guys in a position to get the victory and send our seniors out the right way at home.
You know, it's been such an unusual season, and we can get into that, but the fact of the matter is that win brings you to 10 on the season, which is the most for BYU since 2011. I understand that you're looking to add another one next week, but what does the number 10 represent and mean to you?
Oh, just in the crazy year where our schedule's been, turned upside down, and our administration had to go to work. Tom Holmer, our athletic director, did a great job at getting us as many games as possible. And the one thing that I've been really, really pleased with in getting the 10th win was just the things I saw from our players, their willingness to play, make sacrifices, try to find ways to keep themselves safe and then to test in the right way. You know, we've had to make a lot of adjustments. Every team has had to do that in college football, but, it tested our depth and tested our unity as a team, and it was nice to see these guys appreciate the game and appreciate each other and take the field with love.
We're talking BYU football. Head coach Kalani Sitake is my guest. You know, you and I spoke back in May when there were so many questions about whether or not there would be a season, and if there was, what that might look like. Fact is, you were the only program in the West that was committed to play back in August. I know that you weren't going to put anybody at risk, but how much pride is there in the fact that you and the coaching staff and the entire athletic department had a vision and worked as hard as you did to successfully fulfill it?
Well, I'm really thankful for all the people that allowed that to happen, and I think, you know, being able to feel things out and kind of and not be so cautious, but we were careful, but we knew what these guys were about, and we felt like the safest thing for our players and our athletes were to put them here, bring them here, and be in a controlled environment and educate them on the health and the health risks and the ways to be safe, and then having them here on campus and starting June 1st, I think was a huge positive for our players. But more than anything, they're you're looking at their mentality, and these are young men that are in college, and they love the game of football. And so, if you can kind of keep that around football and keep the team together, they motivate each other, and they find ways to intrinsically motivate themselves to be at their best, and it carries over. And I'm glad that we kept that spirit of optimism and positivity, and that it worked out.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the kids, because the student athletes, you know what you're getting when you recruit the type of athlete that you recruit, and you know they're going to be resilient, you know they're going to be focused, you know they care about each other, you know they want it very badly, but nobody's ever gone through anything like this before. Did you learn anything about this particular group and the way they handled themselves and the way they went about their work?
Definitely. I mean, you mentioned it before that recruiting to this school, that's a the lifestyle, it's difficult, it's hard, and that's what we lean on, that this is going to be, it's not just like your typical college experience. You're going to have live the honor code, a different lifestyle than a lot of other colleges. The academics is very difficult and rigorous, and you're going to have to buckle down and study hard and stay on top of it. And then football's tough too. You know, we expect them to be physically tough on the field and mentally tough. All that put together sometimes isn't the best selling point for a lot of recruits, but for us, it's okay. We feel like we filter a lot of guys out, and we get guys that appreciate the game, and it's an honor for me to be their coach. And I see these guys, the one thing I saw is that I could trust them, you know, and that when we were stuck in quarantine and stuck away from each other, I saw guys come back in June 1st with changing their bodies already, and that's with a limited opportunities to work out and things like that with their trainers. And when they showed up in June 1st, we already had a good group of young men that increased their foundation of health and were able to build on that. And then we went with our strength conditioning program from June 1st on. I saw these guys get even better, and so to me, that's been a really, really bright side of the whole pandemic. And you know, for me, it's being able to trust them. And this program is going to be run by the players' involvement and having their feedback. I think it's really important for me to do that as a leader.
Klein Satake joining us. That had to fire you up. You had to be so proud and so impressed that they showed up that way. They took that kind of initiative. They got the work done, and they were ready to play, and they were ready to compete. You know, I would say the most impressive move, though, of the entire season for me is when you and Coastal Carolina agreed to play in that game, and you went to their place, and you just battled. It would have been so much easier to say, you know what, we're undefeated. We're going to stay like this. We're good, and not take something like that on and risk an undefeated season. Why were you so willing to assume that risk?
Well, when I got the job here, I saw the schedule, and a lot of people were saying, well, have you seen the future schedules there from 2016 on? And it got me fired up. I played here under Lavelle Edwards, and I would love to have these schedules to play all these P5 teams. And that was a huge motivation for me. And that's how we recruited guys that love that and love the game of football. So, you know, for me, it's like you fortune favors the bold. You go after things, and even if it looks like it's a tough task, I mean, that's how you learn. You learn through adversity, and it was rough. We came a yard short from winning that game, and credit to Coastal Carolina, they were able to get the win. But it was an experience that, I mean, everybody likes to win, but I think for us, we're going to learn a lot from adversity, and sometimes success isn't the best teacher. You know, we have to learn from other methods, and I'm really proud of the way the boys respond back from that game and from that loss. Man, it drew our team closer. We're in the locker room, and it was a tough, tough loss. And I saw a team come together and love each other more. And now take the field, you know, against San Diego State, and take the field against, you know, a very talented UCF team in the Boca Raton Bowl. And I see guys that aren't going to take things for granted and aren't going to be afraid to be bold. And I mean, that's why we all outkick our coverages when people say, "Oh wow, that's your wife." You know what I mean? Because you go after what people think is impossible, and for us, it's okay to be bold and go after things.
What an awesome response! Fortune favors the bold. Kalani Sitake is joining us. I love that answer. All right, so what about Zach Wilson? And I do want to ask you about UCF in a minute, but I want to ask you about Zach. He's thrown for nearly 3,300 yards, 30 touchdowns, only 3 INTs. On top of those numbers, he's completing more than 73% of his passes, which is a major uptick over last year. How would you describe the season that he's having?
Well, I think he's been, you know, he had a great offseason, and you know, since his freshman year, he's been battling with a few injuries here and there. But I also think this the maturity and the growth that has happened. When you have a young man that has great work ethic, the sky's the limit for him. And we knew he had this potential. We have a lot of players with great potential, and it just takes some. Sometimes it's just a matter of time, and sometimes it's just a matter of opportunity. And so, seeing him flourish in the way that he's doing right now, I'm so proud of him, and I'm really proud of the way that he's leading this team. And I'm just like I'm proud of the rest of the group. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are in a lot of, you know, getting recognition for a lot of different things, and that's due to the it's credit. They can give credit and it's a compliment to their hard work and you know, their basically their passionate effort in trying to get things better.
I'm really, really impressed with him. Impressed watching him. Impressed when I've had him on the program and talking to him. Like, he's got this confidence, but it's not like an arrogance, and it's infectious. I would imagine it's got a really good impact and effect on those around him. Let me ask you about UCF. Now you get ready for them on Tuesday. At this point in the process, what are your thoughts on UCF, and what are the areas you're really focusing in on?
Great team, great coach. I mean, I think Josh Heupel is a great coach, and the way that he gets those guys ready to play, this is just a talent all over the place, and an explosive team in all three phases, and well coached. And so, I think you know, they have a quarterback that can spin the ball and is very athletic and has a strong arm. I mean, I've seen him since he was in high school, and you know, when he was in Hawaii. So, Yeah, we know it's a tough task, really good team, well coached, and looking forward to the matchup. I think this is going to test us, and we're looking forward to seeing how we can perform. And I think if we perform at our best, we can live with whatever the result will be. But I'm really excited about this matchup and really honored to be on that field against UCF.
That is December 22nd. BYU is number 14 in the AP poll. They're 10-1 on the year. Before you go, we talked about the quality of student-athlete that you're looking for. I'm curious, early signing day was Wednesday, and you're always going to be looking for players who represent BYU and the honor code. But at the same time, when you've had the success that you've had there, do you find that more and more players than maybe ever before are now interested in BYU?
Definitely. I mean, I think the people are starting to see the style of football that we play, and they look at the brand that we have, and I think it's, you know, for it opens up some doors and maybe gets our net a little bit wider, and you know, hopefully we can get some young people that are struggling with the grades to increase, you know, get their GPAs up so we can get them into school. And the key for us is just getting that communication and letting them know more about BYU. I mean, they look at our alumni and the people that have played here. I don't think a lot of the recruits, I mean, they're young, but, you know, to start hearing about the names and the players that are in the NFL currently that played here and then the ones that have played in the past, I think it's an impressive list. And it just gets the conversation going. And as we start going through it, we're going to ask them to, you know, we're asking to make some sacrifices if they come here, but all the sacrifices that are made are all centered around being a better ball player, and we feel like if you come here for 4 to 5 years and do that, you know, it's going to filter it out a lot of things that are going to be important to you, and you're going to be able to perform at your best and see what happens. And for the most part, you see the success that our guys are having. It's not just limited to the football field. It's all over the place. They're doing great things in their professions right now as alumni, and they're making major contributions to the community. I'm really, really proud of those guys.
Kalani Sitake's the head football coach at BYU in his fifth season. Once again, that game is coming up on December 22nd, 7 p.m., the Boca Raton Bowl, BYU and UCF. Kalani, great to have you back on. You guys have had an amazing year. I know you got one more left. Good luck with that, and I appreciate you coming on as always.
Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, Coach. Kalani Sitake's a good one. And BYU is having a great, great year. Once again, 10-1, number 14 in the AP poll, and they're going to play their bowl game.